We are presently inside the ancient Mother Church, located directly next to the feudal palace of the Garafa, a significant historical landmark in this region. Between the palace and the church, there existed a corridor which is no longer present. The Garafa used this corridor to access the choir for participating in religious ceremonies. The church, as you can see, is a one-of-a-kind barrel. On the right wall, there were three altars, and the same number of altars were present on the left wall, all adorned with polychrome marbles. The primary altar was supported by a structure resembling a catacomb, within which there were three additional altars. One of these altars was dedicated to the Annunciation of Mary, another to the souls of Purgatory, and the remaining one to Saint Anne. The church belonged to the University of Rosella and was a cemetery church. In reality, there were numerous regions where a variety of different individuals were laid to rest. The final functions carried out in this church took place in 1931 and are related to the Easter Holy Week. Then it was closed for worship because it is currently desecrated.
On the staircase of the Palace and Garafa di Rocella. The building has undergone several modifications throughout history, extensively, but the structure that has reached our days is due to the project wanted by Don Vincenzo Carapa and his wife, Don Ippolita Cantelmo Stewart. In practice, it has been expanded from the ancient structure that originally existed and can be traced back to the time of Giovanni Battista Caraba, an influential figure in history. This construction here required a considerable amount of time, approximately 14 years to finish. The construction project began in 1712 and was completed in 1726, taking a total of 14 years to finish. Behind is the portion that was constructed by the Conigi Don Vincenzo and Don Ippolita, while the oldest section, dating back centuries earlier, is the part that is situated on the eastern side of the building. From this gate that we see here behind, the carriages that were used to transport the princess into the courtyard passed by and entered through this very entrance. In the background, you can see the ongoing construction of the bell tower designed by Don Vincenzo and Don Ippolita. However, the actual construction of the tower is scheduled to begin in the year 1730, so we have to wait for the works to commence. Donna Ippolita purchased a house which was more like a ruin from Benedetto Caristo, a boat owner, in the exact location where the bell tower stands today. She made this purchase specifically because she wanted to align the bell tower with the church and create more space in the square area.